Many take today's gospel as an excuse not to give public witness to their faith, for the Lord tells us that we are not to give holy things to dogs or throw our pearls to swine. That is, we are not to give sound doctrine to those who are obstinate, but this is no excuse for not giving public witness to our faith. For instance, when Catholics involve themselves in the pro-life movement by going to abortion, by going to abortion mills and to pray and to try to talk to souls, they are not necessarily throwing those precious things before dogs and swines. Yes, there are many who will come about who will treat them in this fashion, but that is not the intended reason, for they go in order to try to speak to those who are of good disposition. What is forbidden here is those who show that disposition by which they take the holy things of God and blaspheme publicly or commit sacrilege by coming and receiving the sacraments of the church in an unholy manner. But we ourselves are always to give public witness, and indeed the apostles themselves did this, for in remonstrating with the Pharisees and scribes, they knew they were giving holy things, putting holy things before dogs, and casting pearls before swine, but ultimately they did it because the public good was at stake. And so, while they were directly involved with the Pharisees and scribes, they were really preaching to the people of goodwill who would also be gathered at that time. But our Lord also points out to us that we must not simply turn our backs on those who receive the holy things of God in an unholy manner, but we must constantly pray and sacrifice that they too may come to that disposition by which they desire to receive that which is holy and that which is for their good in this life, because it is the one holy truth that by which they may attain eternal happiness in the life to come. And so let us not strive to find excuses not to witness to the love that God has manifested to us, but let us strive to find holy ways to give to all souls those sound doctrines by which they can work out their salvation in fear and trembling in this life, so that they may enter into eternity in the life to come. Let us strive always to pray, especially for the enemies of Holy Church, while we travel the narrow road. For our Lord tells us very clearly that the road is narrow, and so we must constantly study our faith and know our faith, especially so that we may be able to present it to those whom we come across. For our Lord is always and everywhere seeking souls. He seeks souls of good disposition. He seeks souls of bad disposition by asking those who have come to know and love God to sacrifice through physical sacrifices, through prayer, and through all manner, to offer these things up in reparation for our sins and the sins of the whole world, so that ultimately we may break down those barriers and those things that prevent all men from receiving the truth of God, so that when the church goes out in her missionary activity, she is always finding souls prepared for the gospel, looking for the gospel, because they see in this world of chaos a need for a sound principles by which to live their lives. Those principles are the principles which God came, taught to the apostles, entrusted to their care, and commanded them to go out to all nations, teaching them and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so let us especially remember those souls in our prayers who presently do not have the disposition to receive the holy things of God, that they may acquire that disposition and ultimately come into Holy Mother Church in this life, so that they may enter eternal life in the life to come.
Nos convierte et